problem is that esophageal cancer doesn't, it's the dramatic rise. We're really quite worried about this. But of course, you know, it is not a huge problem. We are anticipating, this is North American data, I'll show the UK data. This is the futurology of esophageal cancer. We're anticipating more of it. And I'll tell you why we're anticipating more of it. There's quite a nice little dip here, which is interesting us, certainly at the moment, because maybe inadvertent interventions are happening. But as you can see, it's not a huge healthcare burden. The big burdens are breast, colorectal, prostate, lung. Esophageal cancer, well, it's this bit that we worry about. It's the rate of rise. It's the rapid rise, which is a big worry. Now, are we going to have clarity on this? And I'm going to try and bring clarity to how we do this by looking at what we're all doing, personalized, stratified medicine. That's what we want. We want individuals treated in the right way. Those who have the burden, we elect with the burden to govern us, have to make priority decisions, but we must influence them. But bottom line is patients want an individualized service. And I know many of you in this audience do that. We treat the individual, and that's very, very important for us to remember.